tearing down the old water tower. I climbed this water tower once at age 16, drunk on stolen liquor mixed in a mason jar, brandy, tequila, and rum. We called it a suicide. I clutched the jar in my right hand and teetered two rungs at a time, spitting on the upturned moons of my friends' faces. The bone-clean dust of stars stirred, and my body drifted like an idea, like a mouthful of smoke rising into the night scent of honeysuckle. My feet slipped, cold steel. One arm jammed between rungs, the other swinging loose. The jar was simple. It fell, and I watched it shatter on the concrete, rise 15 feet like a crown of milk. There was a sharp crack, and then nothing, before dust rose as the water tower fell. I want to describe this perfectly. That tower was my idea of night sky, beyond the peeling birches, behind my mother's house, like cicada shells I'd crushed between finger and thumb. The tower fell into itself. The moment melted like heat on blacktop. Dust mushroomed where the tower had stood. The man ahead of me held a video camera. White scars on his neck and arms revealed removed tattoos, a star, a snake curl. A column of dust fingered the sky, and for a moment it was the tower. The tower would always stand, until the wind gusted and the crowd winced as the dust stung.